Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A new children's book is challenging a stigma people with autism face when they stim or use repetitive movements as a coping mechanism. Flap Your Hands, A Celebration of Stimming is a colourful book of movement for young kids and families that encourages expression and acceptance. Steve Asbell is the author and illustrator. He himself is autistic, and he joins us now from Jacksonville, Florida. Steve, welcome.
Thanks.
Steve, let's start with a little context here. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported last year that 1 in 36 children was diagnosed with autism. You personally were diagnosed autistic as an adult. I wonder how that realization changed your perspective about your life.
It actually improved it greatly. It helped me not only accept who I am, but honestly celebrate who I am and just practice self-care better.
You know, I'm curious that you use the word celebration. That's also in the subtitle of your book. This book really is a celebration. I imagine a lot of your life, the way in which you walked in the world, was not celebrated.
I'd say it'd be accurate. Like a lot of other late diagnosed autistics, I learned to mask behaviors that would be considered not normal, whether due to stigma or internalized pressures, where you just pretty much teach yourself not to do the thing that's going to get you made fun of.
When in reality, maybe some of that behavior is actually about calming your nervous system or just kind of regulating in a world that might be overwhelming you at that moment.
Absolutely. I honestly wish that I had somebody to tell me back then what I knew now, which is that even if it's more discreet, there are ways that pretty much anybody can self-regulate in a way that helps them get through the day, helps them deal with emotions, sensory issues, you name it.
And I think I see your book in some ways as a piece of advocacy for a community that is always told to stop behaviors that are actually very helpful to them. And you call it self-care. Some listeners might be aware of behaviors such as flapping, which is in the title of your book, where, you know, you can maybe picture a child waving their arms up and down. And I appreciated that you started your book with a short description for families to understand what stimming is. Can you tell us that?
Well, I'd like to start off by saying that a lot of kids are actually taught from early on to sadly not stim. It's a very personal decision with parents. You know, they're trying to help their kids adapt to the world and be seen in a way that's helpful to them. But I think it's important for readers to realize that flapping, rocking, things like that, they actually do serve a function. They do help just get through any situation.
Yet, as well-meaning parents or caregivers or teachers, as you try to maybe tell a child, because as you just said, you want the world to see them as quote unquote normal, you're actually taking away their ability to self-calm or to self-regulate, which feels like the opposite of what the intention is.
Absolutely. Because what that can do is that can lead to kids having depression, anxiety. I mean, pretty much teaches a kid that they're less than just because of the way their brain and their body works. So what I want to do is show kids not only that it's okay to do these things, okay to be the way they are, but it should be celebrated, because honestly, I look at stimming as just a beautiful dance between the person and the world at large, between the currents of air, the sunlight, everything that person's experiencing in that moment. The stimming is a way of interfacing with that, appreciating it, and coping with it, as the case may be.
Absolutely. You know, I feel like you just described your book, which to me was a very beautiful and joyful, very happy way of allowing kids to be themselves. I myself have a neurodiverse child, and you know, you want them to be able to be themselves. And absolutely. I love that you did all the illustrations, Steve. They're beautiful. Just tell me, because in some ways, the words are the lesser part of the book, as poetic and beautiful as they are, but the illustrations really speak to the joy and the dance that stimming is.
Well, what I wanted to do with the art itself is I actually started out with just 5 different colors with the colored pencil tool. At the beginning of the book, I wanted to show those individual colors scratching together and just looking really jarring and painful to look at. But then as the kids stim, the colors start blending together and kind of forming this flowing tapestry. And I wanted the reader to understand that that's what stimming does, that it's bringing all those senses and bringing them together in a way that's not just soothing, but beautiful and calming.
It is a really beautiful book. Flap Your Hands, A Celebration of Stimming. I highly encourage everyone to get a copy. Steve Aspel is the author and illustrator. Steve, thank you so much.
Thank you. This has been wonderful.